That. That sounds good right there. I'm excited. I might germ here a little bit. If I sound like an FM DJ radio guy and I start germing, guys, I want you to come in here and smack me in the head. But that is Kobe Calais. She is part of the band Gone West. Of course, you know Kobe from songs like Bubbly and some of the breakout hits she had back in 2007. But Kobe, the reason I wanted to talk to you is just based on what we aren't seeing and what we aren't hearing in this crazy summer that we're going through. For you, who, you know, your dad was a producer. Your dad, Ken, produced, I believe, co-produced Rumors and Task for Fleetwood Mac. So, I mean, that's cool. And you get this music bug at a young age. You've had to be, how long? I mean, you've probably been playing your whole life.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think I started singing for real when I was like 11 and I took vocal lessons and my parents told me I should play, you know, guitar and piano if I wanted to be a singer so that I could, like, write my own songs. But, yeah, I've been around my dad being in the studio since I was a kid.
How important is it to not only, you know, I know that you're doing the Nashville thing now with the band Gone West, but how important is it to any artist in your mind when it comes to, you know, not only being able to play guitar or an instrument, but the importance of songwriting?
Well, you know, everyone has their own different art. And I think that for me and for a lot of artists, you want to connect to the music that you're singing and that you're performing. And so it's very therapeutic to write a song and, you know, write about what you're going through in life. And then people around the world hear it and relate to it. And it connects us all. It makes us feel like we're not alone. And to be able to accompany yourself with, you know, piano, guitar, whatever instrument, it really, you know, it gives you that freedom. You don't always have to have someone else there to support you. You can play by yourself, and then you can also write your own song. So it's very beneficial if you learn how to play and write.
You know, when you hit, you really were almost on the precipice, kind of the forefront, if you will, of the whole social media thing. If I'm not mistaken, I remember correctly, you were using, I mean, I don't even know if anybody remembers what MySpace is anymore, but that's what you did. And you were one of the early adopters to the technology about getting your stuff out there.
Yeah, it's so crazy. It was like 2005, 2006, and one of my friends from high school, he put some of my demos up. Like, I had just recorded Bubbly for fun, and it was just a demo version. And he put it up on MySpace, made me a page, and somehow people spread it all around the world. And then I got offered a record deal. So it wasn't something like I was like, oh, I'm going to get on MySpace and see what's going to happen. I had nothing to do with it, really. I was very lucky how my opportunity fell in my lap.
Is it something that you wanted to do? I mean, when you talk about how it fell in your lap, is this something that you set out to do, or did it just kind of happen for you?
It's both. It's really bizarre because I love singing and I really loved writing, but I did not want to be a performer, and I didn't. I had stage fright. I was shy. I was introverted. So my goal was never to be a famous artist or to just to be in the spotlight. I just liked creating music, and so. But I know that that's what comes with it, and so I really had no time to think it. I got offered a record deal. I went on tour with the Goo Goo Dolls like 3 months later.
Oh, cool.
And so I had to just roll with it and learn as I went. And now I'm glad, you know, I like performing now.
What do you say? You know, hopefully there's a young girl listening to this station, or there's a parent that knows that their kid has it. And every parent thinks their kid has it, but let's just pretend that they do. You know, right now in the day and age of social media, expectations on young ladies especially are tough when it comes to how they dress, how they act, how they're looked at, Instagram, and it's all like this social pressure. What do you tell somebody to get them ready? Because this business is tough, and it's especially tough on young ladies.
Well, you know, I wrote my song Try about that and about the struggles that I dealt with in the industry and just being a woman. And, you know, all of us, everyone, male, female, no matter what age we are around the world, we all struggle with, you know, insecurities and worrying what people think. And for me, it's still like a daily reminder that the more comfortable I am, the more vocal I am about like maybe my insecurities, I actually become more comfortable in my skin, and it inspires someone else to be more comfortable in their skin. So I try to remind young artists, and I try to, you know, be a good representative of dressing the way that I want, and not for anyone else's, you know, purpose. And so I think it's just encouraging people and setting a good example that you can be yourself, because a million people are going to like that version of you. Not everyone is going to like everyone, and we're always going to be expected to look a certain way or be a certain way. But if it's not authentic to you, it doesn't shine through that way, and there's no point.
Well, you're classy, because you know a lot of you know young artists, and I don't want to sound like the old dad here, but you know. You know, sometimes it's like, wow, man, what are you selling? Are you selling me are you selling me the sizzle? Give me something that I'm going to be able to listen to 20 years down the road. Tell me, you know, you just, the way you described how this all happened to you reminds me a lot of a young lady that I'm a fan of named Tori Kelly. Do you two, are you two friends at all?
Yeah, we are. We actually did a show together, a charity show last, winter. She's amazing. She's so sweet and obviously one of the best singers in the world.
Well, here we're up against the clock this morning, but I just wanted to here before I let you go. What do you see? You've had hits. I mean, this is Kobe Kelly. She's had hits, Bubbly, and you name them. But with this band Gone West, some of the songs we played coming in was Slow Down. There's a song called Confetti, which is a cool song about, you know, how you celebrate somebody with a breakup. It's not going to be sad. It's just like, you know, let's go live. And another song called I've Gone West. You know. With the band that you've put together, and I know that the band had momentum, and you had hits on the radio, and now you can't go out to support it. It's got to drive you nuts.
You know, it's so bizarre. We're supposed to be promoting this album, the single, and, you know, no one can tour. I mean, we're not scheduled to tour again until the fall of 2021. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be in a position where it's okay. I don't need that right now, but it would be beneficial for our band and for our music. But it's the crew, the musicians, that there's so many people, the venues, all the people that work at the venues, that there's so much that goes into it that no one is able to work.
Right.
And I don't know how they're doing it right now. It's really, really sad.
The album is called Canyons. Why don't you go stream it? Why don't you go buy it? Why don't you go get it? This is Kobe Kelly. Kobe, it was wonderful to talk to you. Would you do me a favor and tell one of the executives over at your record label over there at Triple Tigers, Kevin Herring, that I will send him the $100 that I owe him for the bets we've wagered on.
Oh, my gosh. It's my pleasure.
Hey, it's really good to talk to you. I wish you well. Good luck with the new gig, okay?
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. That's Kobe Kelly.